Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind chill warning is currently in effect until early this afternoon. Sunshine today with our high nearing 8. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35 with wind chills around 35 below. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 6 below. Northwest winds still gusting as high as 35. Warming up on Saturday, sunny with a high of 15 and 2 below throughout Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 4 below.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As the state of Kansas continues to battle against the extreme cold temperatures below zero and many portions with the wind chill, along with some of the high winds and potential snow, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly issued an executive order yesterday morning. As KSNT News reports that it was Executive Order 2209 that will provide additional and temporary relief from certain motor carrier rules and regulations to allow assistance to be more quickly to impacted areas around the state. According to the address from Governor Laura Kelly, she says the exemptions only apply to motor carriers that are directly assisting state and local response efforts. The governor also said she agrees with the Kansas Department of Emergency Management's declaration of a state of emergency in the state, as the executive order will be in effect until it's rescinded. Mile-an-hour gusts of wind over the last 2 days, with the wind chill getting to negative 30 to negative 40 degrees across the state of Kansas.
Shopping small and local this holiday season feels good, so pass along these good tidings with gift boxes from Yoder Meats. Our gift boxes are filled with locally sourced meats, steaks, snacks, and cheeses. What a wonderful way to show love and appreciation to family, friends, clients, and employees. Call or stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location to discuss options for standard or custom designed boxes perfect for your needs. Place orders early to ensure you get just what you want. This holiday season, give the taste of old-fashioned flavor from Yoder Meats in Yoder and 3 locations in Wichita.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an incidence a little bit overnight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
After the cold Mageddon that hit the state of Kansas into Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the company of Evergy showed that their outage map of electricity was limited to certain areas of the state, including only 7,000 outages by 9 a.m. on Thursday morning. And KAKE News reports that the majority of those outages were centered in the south-central Kansas area with Valley Center and South Wichita. Reno County also reported some outages of more than 300 between Haven and Burton, Kansas. Evergy said many of the outages were due to the near 50-mile-an-hour gusts of wind that they saw across the state. Midwest Energy also reported some power outages for its customers between Hays and Pratt, Kansas, with 900 being reported just north of Hoisington, others being reported within the Pratt city limits. Energy companies did reiterate that they were not concerned about running out of power or natural gas going into the storms, but are still asking individuals to conserve energy as much as possible until the temperatures warm again. In other news, 42-year-old Michael Clark and 41-year-old Dallas Lemons have been arrested after finding 12 pounds of methamphetamine, along with various other drugs and stolen property in a Barton County home. At American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Nebraska Racing and Gaming Commission has unanimously approved a new casino operating license, along with the hours of operation for the new Grand Island Casino Resort and Fauner Park. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the doors will open on Tuesday, December 27th, next week at noon, following the ribbon-cutting ceremony. As the CEO says, quote, "This afternoon was very significant for the history of Fauner Park. It is located on the concourse of Fauner Park adjacent to the Van Berg Family Collection, along with the Nebraska Thoroughbred Racing Hall of Fame display." In other news, 36-year-old Zachary Peterson has been sentenced to more than 100 months in prison after being convicted on a child pornography cases. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that there is no parole in the federal system, and after completing the term, he will be given 5 years of supervised release. He's also ordered to pay more than $25,000 in fines. During the court hearings, they found an email account that had roughly 78 videos of child pornography and had used that email to send child pornography to others.
Double the joy!
Ho, ho, ho! We're doubling the joy this holiday season at Blue Valley Technologies. Refer a friend and you get $40 and they get $40. Refer as many friends and family members as you can before the end of the year and the credits will show up on your Blue Valley bill. Visit bluevalley.net/doublethejoy today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville Volunteer Firemen responded to a trailer house fire in South Marysville Thursday in the 700 block of South 15th Street. No immediate details available as to the blaze. Traffic was closed in both directions on US 36 in Belleville Wednesday evening as a fatality accident involving a car and a semi was reported near the animal clinic. The driver of the car, Fred Mikasell, was killed when the truck jackknifed, struck the vehicle, which was then forced off the road and hit a tree. The semi, driven by a Florida man, overturned, losing its load in the accident. Marysville USD 364 School Board heard concerns from parents, with some 30 people attending the December 12th meeting, addressing recent activities at high school during the Gay-Straight Alliance Week. The board did not address questions, but referred parents to the superintendent. Darren Schrader, earlier in the meeting, had outlined requirements being revised that clubs and organizations must meet in scheduling activities designed to provide uniform policies. These include advance approval by administration and advance notice to parents as well as students through the district newsletter and website, among other means. A lack of clarity may have led to an eventual lockdown at Marysville High School last month. The board approved changes to the preschool program with 3- and 4-year-olds attending half-day, 4 days each week. Resignation of science teacher Emma Holly was approved, as well as hiring Keane Milholland of Lawrence as a vocal music teacher beginning next school year. He will graduate college this spring. Marysville band director Blake Nations assumed the vocal music position along with serving as band director this year after resignation of Rachel Masseth last year. Cleanup continues at the Keystone Energy Pipeline site in Washington County with over 600 workers now on site, work continuing 24 hours per day. The efforts have been challenged with recent rains and bitterly cold temperatures this week. Marshall County Courthouse will remain closed Friday and again Monday. The Marshall County Transfer Station will remain closed until Tuesday, opening at 8 a.m. Washington County Courthouse will be closed Friday and again Monday for Christmas. Marshall and Washington County Commissioners will meet Tuesday next week. Nemahal County Commissioners will meet in special session Tuesday to consider adoption of the proposed 2023 budget for Nemahal County and to discuss pay and benefits for county employees for 2023. Gary H. Jorgensen, age 65, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service December 27th at United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Gary Jorgensen with services December 27th. Butch Shubkegel, age 82, of Frankfort, passed away December 19. Funeral arrangements pending with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge for Butch Shubkegel. Marlene S. Champagne, age 74, of Marysville, passed away December 20. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Marlene Champagne. Velma Jeannie Thomas, age 74, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge for Jeannie Thomas.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A wind chill warning is currently in effect until early this afternoon. Temperatures still staying cooler today before a slight warm-up as we head into the weekend. Staying sunny and breezy today with our highs in the single digits and lower teens. Northwest winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35 with wind chills around 35 below. Mostly clear skies and still breezy overnight tonight with our lows just above and below zero. Northwest winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 35. Warming up as we head into the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid-teens and lower 20s. And clear skies over Saturday night with our lows just below zero and in the lower teens. Warming up as we head into Sunday, some sunshine with our highs in the mid-20s and mid-30s. And staying mostly cloudy throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Temperatures will continue to rise as we head into Monday. Sunshine with our highs in the lower 30s and mid-40s. And partly cloudy throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper teens. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late December 41, record high on this day 72. The average low 21 and the record low 22 below zero. It's 4 below zero this morning. Sunrise this morning at 7:44, sunset this evening at 5:09. Again, 4 below zero, a light north wind. Wind chills not as much a factor as yesterday. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 23rd of December. KNDY News Time 7:16.
Shop Elsie Grace's Gift Shop in Frankfort for holiday gifts, attire, and supplies. Make entertaining easy with food mixes, Door County coffee, and fresh homemade fudge in so many flavors. There's always fun and funky household items to make any Grinch's heart grow three sizes, and the ladies are happy to gift wrap your items. Create gift baskets to send to friends and family near and far. They ship out daily. And watch for special holiday theme weekends at Elsie Grace's Gift Shop. Once you visit, you'll be hooked.
A stinker for the Jets. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Week 16 of the NFL opened on a rainy night in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Fans watched the Jets put up a lusty 3 points against a hot Jacksonville squad. Jags QB Trevor Lawrence scoring the only TD of the night.
Quarterback sneak dives toward the end zone. Touchdown! He dove over the top and Trevor Lawrence, touchdown Jaguars!
On the Jaguars radio network, New York's Zach Wilson was benched again for practice squad QB Chris Streveler. Head coach Robert Saleh postgame.
We haven't seen the last of him, but right now he's just got to focus on finding ways to get better.
19-3 Jags the final. The Jets extend their losing streak to 4 games at the wrong time of the season. NBA, the Pelicans beat the Spurs 126-117 off a 40-point near triple-double from C.J. McCollum. The Jazz took down the Wizards 120-112. NHL, in a Metro Division showdown, a back-and-forth battle between the Rangers and Islanders. The Blue Shirts erasing 3 Islanders leads. And in the third, Kaapo Kakko put them ahead for good.
1-for-6, centering pass to Kakko, they score! That's the 5-on-5! It was Miller that finds Kakko, it's 4-3 Rangers!
ESPN New York with the call, 5-3 Rangers the final. Elsewhere, the Bruins beat the Jets 3-2. Carolina took down Pittsburgh 4-3 in overtime. Seattle fell to the Canucks 6-5 in the shootout. And Toronto edged the Flyers 4-3. Baseball hot stove and independent arbitrator reinstating Dodgers starter Trevor Bauer, who was initially suspended 324 games ahead of last season for violating the league's domestic violence policy. That suspension cut to 194 games with credit for time served. The Dodgers now have 2 weeks to decide whether Bauer will join the 40-man roster or be released. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Support small business all year long by catching this deal at the Wagon Wheel. Purchase 4 $25 gift cards and get 2 $25 gift cards free. Sale kicking off the 20th and running until the 24th. 4 days of deals you don't want to miss. Get $50 worth of gift cards free when you purchase $100 worth. Only at the Wagon Wheel.
Start your new year with a new career. Come join the team at Landall Company as they look to make 2023 the best year yet. Landall in Marysville is hiring for assembly, welding, paint, fabrication, technical writer, engineering clerk, and a traveling service tech position based out of Texas. Career advancement opportunities available. Enhanced wages start at $15.75 up to $21.95, plus hiring bonuses for qualified positions of $500 to $1,000. Exceptional benefits include $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, paid time off, medical, dental, vision, life insurance, paid holidays, and profit sharing. Apply online and learn more at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381 for more information. EEO Vets and Disabilities welcome at Landall Company in Marysville. Go online at Landall.com.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's your Stackline report.
Profit Tracker. That's an outfit that keeps track of things going on in the cattle business, and I kind of like what they have to give us because most of the time it's pretty solid information. But what you might remember back a few weeks ago when I was so upset, and so was the world, it seemed like, definitely the cattle people in this country, when packers were making big dollars for every animal they slaughtered, and the guy that brought the steer to the table was losing $100, $200 a head. I thought there had to be something done from Washington to get that stopped. Well, let me tell you, it has stopped. Average cattle feeding margins estimated about $130 a head. So the guy with the cattle is making some money, maybe $130 a head. I hope it's more than that, but in any event, it's high time he gets back some of those losses that he took for the last several months. According to the Sterling Beef Profit Tracker, this is interesting. Beef packer margins were estimated at $73 per head loss. The largest per head loss for packers since February 2015. That compares with packer profits. Listen to this. This is what I was talking about a few weeks ago. They were making $378 per head the same week a year ago. They're losing $73 a head right now. So I'm not feeling sorry for them at all because they can get some of that profit they had back then, which was enormous. We've got lesser numbers out there. And I think in 2023, it's going to be a tough road for the packer. But maybe even with the expenses, the cattleman's got his hands full. Hey, we're going to talk about that in another Stackline report, so stay tuned.
The end of the year liquidation sale is on right now at Riverwind RV. Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, and if you're in the market for a recreational vehicle, now is the time to buy. Riverwind RV is making room for all 2023 models by offering huge discounts on 2022 and earlier models. Riverwind RV invites you to stop in and see for yourself. Discounts so big you have to see it to believe it. Riverwind RV, 1523 West Ledgerwood Road, just a mile west of Andover Road at 159th Street East in Kellogg, has whatever you may be looking for with new or used travel trailers, fifth wheelers, or toy haulers. Plus, they have all types of manufacturers like Winnebago, Heartland, Forest River, Gulfstream, and Keystone. It's out with the old and in with the new at Riverwind RV at Wichita's East Side, 1523 West Ledgerwood Road, right at 159th East and Kellogg Drive. Stop in, check them out online at riverwindrv.com, or call them at 316-364-3333.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Whether you've been a producer for 50 years or this is your first calving season, K-State's calving schools may be of interest to you. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. A.J. Tarpoff, K-State beef veterinarian, gives insight to K-State's calving school program.
So this is a yearly program that I put on through the state. I really enjoy these programs. Get to interact with producers all over the state this year. We're doing four locations. These calving schools are meant to provide tips, real-life information, answer some of your questions that you have on when to intervene, how to intervene, time frames. Because a lot of those is, well, doc, how long do I wait? What are the signs that she's showing us that that's when we need to intervene? Then some of the tools, okay? How to properly use some of our calving equipment to ultimately get live calves born on the ground and take care of the early neonatal health issues. So being able to triage those situations, handle the easy stuff, but know when to call for help so we get the best outcome possible for both the cow and the calf. Whether you're very new to the industry, and maybe this is your first calving season, or you've been doing this for 50 years, there will be tips and tidbits that everyone will take home and be able to immediately implement on their operation.
Tarpoff describes the topics of information they will cover at each location.
We're kicking everything off right after the new year, so January 3rd actually be down in Greensburg. We have a multi-county group that are working down there with our agricultural agents from KSRE, and we're going to have a really fun meeting. Many of these programs will also have a secondary topic. Down there at Greensburg, we'll actually talk a little bit about product handling, so animal health, vaccines, vaccine coolers. We'll talk a little bit about administration, needle selection, things like that. After January 3rd, in Greensburg, we're going to be over in Ellsworth on January 10th. Our secondary speaker is going to be Clint Laughlin. He's going to talk a little bit about crisis management, and he had to deal with a lot of that through some of the multi-county fire up in that region. The following Thursday, so January 12th, we'll be down in the southeast, Fredonia. The Fredonia meeting, we will have the secondary topic of vaccine handling as well. And number four will be January 19th, and that'll be in Mankato. And in Mankato, we'll talk a little bit about forage sampling. I know there's a lot of producers out there that have taken a lot of forage samples this year that they may not have done in the past.
Tarpoff explains again the dates and locations of each of the calving school programs and where people can find more information.
So those are the four locations. Again, January 3rd, we're going to be in Greensburg. January 10th, we'll be in Ellsworth. The 12th, we'll be in Fredonia. And the 19th, we'll be in Mankato. All the information on the calving schools are posted at ksubeef.org. And this is what I look forward to every year, is January, to be able to get on the road, work with cattle producers all over the state, answer their questions, and help them have a very successful calving season.
That's K-State beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff with insight on K-State's calving school program. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Don't think that doing your Christmas shopping at Valley Vet Fashion Direct means you'll be handing out vaccines and minerals, because there's more than just vet supplies there. For the ladies, get her a gift card and let her shop their complete line of clothing, or let the staff pick out an outfit. For the men, there's belts, shirts, or Carhartt coats. The kids can buy mom jewelry and dad a new pair of gloves. Grandparents, those grandkids love boots for the farm. They even do the wrapping for you. For your Christmas shopping this year, check out Valley Vet Fashion Direct on Highway 36 in Marysville.
The holiday season usually leaves a few souvenirs in our laundry baskets. Some advice on treating the stains of the season today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone in your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 23rd. It is the 357th day of the year. Actress Susan Lucci and musician Eddie Vedder have birthdays, and on this day in 1951, the first coast-to-coast NFL title game was televised. The LA Rams beat the Cleveland Browns. Here's some seasonal advice for treating the stains of the season. Instant action is the key for most stains, so try this immediate treatment until there's time for laundry. Cranberry stains should be sponged immediately with cool water. Most stains respond better when treated right away with an enzyme pre-soak. So keep a spray bottle on hand as a first aid strategy. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can always find more seasonal advice online at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY. 4 degrees below zero. Wind chill quickly drops with a light north wind this morning. We do climb out of the icebox into the weekend. We're into the teens Saturday and perhaps up to around 30 on Sunday for Christmas. Still may be some slick spots out and about this morning. Be careful.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. While there's 3 games left of the regular season for the Kansas City Chiefs and going into Christmas. Christmas Eve. It's a day early for Chiefs fans to be able to watch their favorite team as they are at home at Arrowhead Stadium on Christmas Eve with kickoff at noon, taking on the Seattle Seahawks. The Chiefs are coming off their overtime touchdown victory against the Houston Texans last weekend at 30-24. And the Chiefs say they're going into this week trying to clean up some of the mistakes that they had last week.
Now they're back to banning Future from being played in the locker room for another week. Context, he's one of the Kings of trap. Kansas City just avoided falling in one versus Houston, missed an extra point, missed a field goal, 10 penalties for 100 yards.
That audio from the NFL, the Chiefs are still sitting atop the AFC West right now, 11-3 for the overall season, and trying to get the home field advantage going into playoff mode. After this week, the Chiefs stay at home in Arrowhead Stadium on New Year's Day to take on their rivals, the Denver Broncos. Mid-American Network Sports.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a new Kia from Midwest Kia for my mom. She has been very good this year and deserves this more than anything. Merry Christmas, Peyton. P.S. I have been very good as well.
This Christmas, treat the ones you love most with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. And we'll treat you to our simple, transparent, and fast Better Way to Buy experience. If a new Kia is on your Christmas list, Midwest Kia has an honest and fair car buying process and available inventory on the lot today. All new Kias come with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us at Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
With college bowl season underway, and we're just a week away from the Kansas State Wildcats taking on the number 5 Alabama Crimson Tide on New Year's Eve. It was a big day this week for the Kansas State Wildcats as well, with National Signing Day and Kansas State picking up 26 new signatures. It was a big win for Coach Chris Kleiman and the Wildcats, who sit number 11 nationally right now in the AP polls. As overall, Kansas State picked up 26 new signees, including 23 right out of high school, along with 3 junior college transfers to go with a pair of recent transfers as well. On the national level, the Wildcats ranked number 28, 24/7 Sports has them ranked at number 29, and ON3 has them ranked at number 34. Their final game for the Big 12 Championship ended with the overtime victory and a field goal win over the number 3 TCU Horned Frogs as they won 31-28. The Alabama Crimson Tide had a dominant victory in their last game against Auburn, 49-27. The Sugar Bowl is scheduled for New Year's Eve at 11 a.m. with kickoff with Kansas State at home. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
K-State fans, don't miss this year's Men's Basketball Big 12 Conference opener as your Cats host West Virginia at 6 p.m. Saturday, December 31st in Bramlage. Be sure to arrive early for Lego Night and watch as Lego Master Builders create a life-size Wildcat-themed display on the concourse. Kids can interact with Lego activities pregame and enter to win prizes throughout the game. Tickets start at just $20, so order yours now by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Free CPA hopes that the spirit of love gently fills your hearts and homes this holiday season. Marcus Freeze and his staff wish you the loveliest of seasons, and they hope you find many reasons for happiness. After you enjoy the splendor of the season, let Free CPA help you with tax preparation, tax planning, estate and trust taxes, and many more. Happy holidays from Freeze CPA.
United Bank and Trust reminds you this holiday season, they're looking back with appreciation for your loyalty and also looking forward, moving into the new year together. Continued success. Yours from United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver.
Warmest thoughts and best wishes from the Hanover Hospital and Warren Clinic. They wish you a wonderful holiday and a happy new year. Doctors Roger and Linda Warren and nurse practitioner Aubrey Schaefer offer general hospital and surgery services, home health, swing bed, and long-term care. May peace, love, and prosperity follow you always from Hanover Hospital and the Warren Clinic.